Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at around 6:45, and Mike Milbury on the Bruins on a Bruins Thursday at 9. And then Friday, fingers crossed, I believe I will be able to announce not one, but two snow shows.
Happy Friday
for this program this winter. So
good locations too.
Yeah, really good. So I think we're very close on both of them, one of which will be this month. Is January the longest? I don't mean longest days wise, longest month of the year when it comes to how, like, it's only January 8th. It feels like it should be January 15th already. Is it the longest?
Yeah.
It is.
It's because it's so cold. The holidays just ended, so you're tired from the holidays, but you also had a great break, but now you're looking for your next break.
Yeah. It's just miserable. Good it's point. A miserable month. It's maybe February is worse. I don't know, but it's a shorter month. I feel like January takes forever to get through. It's the worst month of the year.
February's great. You got Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I mean,
but February, you're probably right. It's because you're coming off all of these, like, vacations, yes. And now it's like, all right, it's like summertime and going back to school.
Right, mm-hmm. You have to be mindful. You can't eat anything that you want to eat.
You have to go to the gym.
Right, you got to do all that crap that you just said you were going to do, and you got to try to pay it tight.
I have an idea to make us all feel better, Greg.
Yes.
What if I book my rental car for our family in Florida? What do we want to do this year?
Oh,
we want to do the Escalade again?
I feel like we should do a big SUV.
Okay, Wiggy's very scared of my driving.
Yeah, the Escalade was nice, though.
Okay.
Normally, it's Courtney and Wiggy in the back. Although, Wiggy, you could have the front if you want.
Plenty of room in an Escalade.
I don't have to ride shotgun. Yeah.
It's okay. You like having the control of the radio.
All right. We have leads to get to, and then we're going to get to They Said It. They Said It, depending on how long the leads. I'm thinking They Said It is going to have to be at 7:20, Shime. All right? So just.
That's cool.
We'll make an executive decision on that. And during They Said It, in 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we will discuss what Joe Sacco said after stringing 5 losses together, or after his hockey team strung 5 losses together with another loss last night, among other things. But we have leads. Courtney, hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, we kicked off the show kind of hot when we talked about Drake May, and some were upset that he did not stay for media availability and to talk about Jerod Mayo and the firing. And the person that was brought up by Curtis was Christian Gonzalez, and that he stayed and he spoke to media, and, you know, that's what Drake should have done. I think Drake made the correct decision when you look at how media and social media in particular has responded to Christian Gonzalez and the way he looked while speaking about Gerard Mayo. Mitch has the video, and let me tell you, everybody's upset that this guy was, God forbid, smiling while speaking.
Give me a break. Right.
Why do people care about this?
But what does everybody mean? People are trying to tweak everything these guys are doing to put them in the bad light. And if I'm Christian Gonzalez, I'm looking at Drake May like, why the F did I stay around? Why didn't I leave when you left?
That's my point.
What?
That's my point. He's mad that he had to do that and Drake May didn't.
No, he didn't have to do it. He could have left, like Drake May left. He chose to stay. I'm sure he's looking at it, regretting that he stayed. This is a guy who's always smiling. There is no way that he was smiling because he wanted Gerard Mayo to be fired. People just take things, spin it, and then spew it out to the masses. It's terrible that this tweet now has over 200 responses. People are saying he hated Gerard Mayo. Oh, he can't even hide that he wanted to see him go. Not the case. Absolutely ridiculous.
But see, that's the thing that we were talking about. The fans are always going to go down the direction of how he looks. And then the fans went down the direction of, by Drake May not showing up, it was a bad look.
I mean, isn't it possible that Drake May was unhappy with Gerard Mayo and the direction of the football team?
Like, yeah, it's possible.
And isn't it a classier thing to do to not comment on that than to stay there and lie about it?
No, not when you're the face of the franchise.
I have a question, Greg. Do you think if that's the case that he was unhappy throughout the season?
I feel like he may be one of these guys that is anonymously telling Mike Giardi that he didn't know. They knew in spring that they were lacking in direction, and they didn't know day-to-day what was going to be going on.
And how many times did Drake May meet the media and do a hit on this radio station?
Oh, every week when he was starting.
So probably like 20, 30 times?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
so 10. 20 to 30 times he was able to do something and then just carry on with his day.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it that day?
Well, and I think he was one of the guys. I think
he
as
wasn't
a rookie,
obligated to.
The season's over.
No, I don't think he was one of the guys who was complaining about Gerard Mayo and the way things were being done. I think as a rookie, he comes in.
You don't think somebody like that, who knows he has a huge football ahead and football career ahead, is concerned about the coaching staff that is around him and how that affects his performance his first season in the NFL?
You said that. Is he one of the guys saying that there was no organization? No, I think Drake May is coming in as a rookie.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rookie, his head spinning. He's wondering, you know, whether or not he's going to get an opportunity to play. He's not thinking about when those reports were reported about people saying they knew in the spring. I think it's more veteran guys who saw how Bill did things and goes, wait a second, this coaching staff doesn't look like they have a clue. So those are the guys.
You don't think Drake May was pissed off from jump, as you would say, that he outperformed Jacoby Brissett in training camp and that he wasn't the starter?
He was pissed about that.
But I don't think he wanted Gerard Mayo gone.
Yeah. Do we all think that Mayo was the reason why he wasn't starting week one?
I have no idea. I know Gerard Mayo was the head coach of the football organization, and if he wanted to start Drake May, he should have started Drake May. Maybe he'd still have a job.
So now all of a sudden
it's not all of a sudden. I said this all along.
I think you were on board with of us that said if Gerard had the power.
Who do you believe was telling Gerard Mayo that he could not start Drake May?
Elliot Wolf.
You think that Elliot Wolf
was
telling Gerard Mayo what to do? Well, then Gerard Mayo is an idiot for listening to Elliot Wolf.
Well, who's still here?
Right.
Yeah.
Elliot Wolf.
Well, Elliot Wolf is here until somebody else doesn't come here. So
right, but he's here at least longer than Gerard Mayo.
And we know who, and I think it was Jones and Keith that were talking about this, and this is spot on. every owner or GM, like Bill has his guys. Mm-hmm. He has Matt Patricia. He had Bears, right?
Yes, Greg Hill.
Everybody has their little guy that they know, okay, this is my rider guy. This is the guy that I know I can confide in. It looks like that guy for the Crafts was Elliott Wolf. Because guess what? No matter how much you thought that Young Thunder or Thunder Young Buddy, whatever it was, were loving friends, one guy is still here and the other guy is out of a job. So it looks like Elliott Wolf has the air of Robert Kraft more than Gerard Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm sure he does. I mean, I think you could argue, we had this argument the other day and I was probably wrong. I think when Bill said that things started to go awry 4 years ago, it's when Elliott Wolf got here.
If Elliott goes to Robert,
but
hey,
that doesn't mean that Gerard Mayo, I'm going to argue this till I'm blue in the face. I'm already red in the face or whatever the expression is. Mm-hmm. Gerard Mayo could have done what he wanted to do.
Stop it. Hey, you don't think if Elliott Wolf said, hey, Robert,
I've told you this a billion times. You're much better off being fired for doing what you want to do as opposed to being fired from what somebody else tells you.
I know Greg, but everybody have talked about Matthew Judon. We talked about it yesterday and how he was berated on the field in training camp. He had no power. He didn't have the ability to stand up for himself because the organization allowed him to be dressed down for something he had nothing to do with.
We got to take a break. Oh. I hate this.
All right.
We're right in the smack dab in the middle of a great argument. Mm-hmm. Then we got to take a break.
All right, I got to write down because that.
We have things to write down.
Well, no, it's a good point because I think Elliott Wolf says to Kraft, "Hey, we don't want to get Drake May hurt. Let's not start him, especially at the beginning of the season."
All right. Well, then Robert Kraft should say, "I'm relying on the head coach that I identified as the guy to run the franchise 5 years ago."
All right. Well, one's here and the other one isn't.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.